This is a paid message from GoFundMe. Meet Juan Naula. When his son was hospitalized for a viral infection, Juan started a GoFundMe to pay for medical expenses.
It was $5,000 to pay the bill for my son, and I needed only 22 hours. It was amazing. People really trust on GoFundMe.
How did Juan raise $5,000 in less than a day? He posted a short video on GoFundMe, telling his story in 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Be specific, be quick, and tell what are you going to be using the funds for. I was nervous to do it because it doesn't feel okay to ask money, but you shouldn't be nervous. Sometimes you just have to do it and see the results. We were able to save my son's life. Thanks to GoFundMe that we still have my son with us.
Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This message reflects one person's experience.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
New research from the European Commission suggests that more than half of boys in Ireland access pornography between the ages of 10 and 13. A worrying statistic, and a statistic that suggests that the major pornography websites are doing little, if anything, to prevent kids actually accessing their sites. With us is Thomas Redenier, who is a European Commission spokesperson. I would have thought, Thomas, this is a relatively easy, simple solution in that couldn't the Commission just mandate that there be age controls on the purveyors of pornography?
Yes, well, good morning. I mean, there is one first big issue is that these platforms, be it Pornhub, Stripchat, XNXX, and Xvideos, they all claim that they have appropriate age verification measures in place. The truth, and this is what we're telling them since yesterday, is that it doesn't work. Just anyone can click on 18 plus and minors enter the website. So we're telling them your age verification tools do not work. You will have to get your house in order. Otherwise, we will have to impose additional measures, if not fines.
Now, whenever this is suggested, whenever any action is suggested against tech giants or tech suppliers, the suggestion is always made that it doesn't matter what you do, the people who want to access the information or access the service will find a way around it. So is there any way to actually make this so that kids of that young age won't be able to circumvent it?
Yes, of course, it will always be difficult to fight back against VPNs and all sorts of potential measures to go around a certain type of legislation. But this doesn't mean that platforms do not have to play their role here in Europe and protect our kids. Definitely not. So what we have done from the Commission's side, we have developed our own age verification app. The prototype is currently being tested in 6 member states. Unfortunately, not yet in Ireland. What is this doing? This is a zero knowledge app, meaning that the platform, once you connect to a platform and you have your app on your phone, basically the platform will immediately get the official confirmation that you're above a certain age. So if you want to access pornographic content, that you're above 18. So this is a very efficient privacy protecting app that we're developing. It's not mandatory for platforms, but they have to prove that their alternative is at least as efficient as our app, which is definitely not the case for these pornographic platforms.
And is the way that you see that app working that it would be ubiquitous, or that parents would install it onto children's phones so that they were unable to access?
Indeed. So you download it on your phone. So indeed, parents can download it on their kid's phone. And then indeed, this is why it has to be personalized at national level, because in different member states, we have different types of legislation. In certain member states, you can buy alcohol at 16 or 17. In other member states, it's only at 18. I mean, here, porn platforms is a black or white case. Below 18, you do not access to pornographic content in Europe. So indeed, that app will then immediately be able to prove your age in a very safe and privacy-protecting way to these online platforms.
And I know it's slightly tangential to the core topic, but will it also apply to things like alcohol? Because just for giggles this morning, I had a look at the Diageo website, and it was entirely happy for me to be over 100 years of age surfing its site.
Yes, absolutely. It would apply to different scenarios, including alcohol, cigarettes. I mean, with the Digital Services Act, our new legislation under which we have taken this decision yesterday against these pornographic platforms, they also apply to e-commerce platform, obviously. And there again, you can buy vapes, you can buy alcohol. And there again, having such an age verification app that allows parents and kids to navigate in a safe environment and to buy products that are just fit for your age is a pretty reassuring thing that we're currently developing.
Lastly, Thomas, I suspect there may be some who say, well, look, for generations, there have been kids getting access to pornography. Once upon a time, it was by finding magazines. Now it is by finding websites. Is this materially more damaging, the kind of pornography that is available online, than what might have been available in print generations ago?
Oh, yes, it is. It is. And when we indeed have certain evidence that kids in Ireland access pornography at the age of 10, in Poland, we have some examples with kids accessing porn content at 7 years old. I mean, accessing pornography at such a young age is harmful. It's damaging. Mental health issues, negative gender attitudes, increased tolerance or normalization of violent sexual behaviors. These are real consequences that these young generations will drag with them and carry with them for decades. So yes, we have it. It is our duty, parents' duty, public organizations, the Commission's duty to protect our kids online.
Thomas, thank you very much. That is Thomas Regnier, who is a European Commission spokesperson.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.